This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Joining us now here in Rockville is Ami Hober, who's a Republican candidate for Maryland's 6th Congressional District. You might know that she's a former deputy under Secretary of the Army under President Reagan and is running against Democrat John Delaney for this seat. All right, well, it's good to have you here, Ami. How do you think the campaign's going thus far?
I think it's going fabulously. I was out in Cumberland yesterday. I was in Hagerstown the day before. I think we're doing just fine. The voter turnout is so far fantastic, and I'm having a good time.
And you think voter turnout's a good thing?
What do you read into the fact, we talked about this earlier, that like 125,000 people on the first day of early voting cast their ballots?
I think that's wonderful. I think it's good for me, and I think it's good for the country.
So, you know, I remember when our friend Dan Bongino, who's very familiar to the WMAL audience, was running for this same seat 2 years ago, and he was telling us how vast this district is, how mixed up it is in terms of the populace. You've got your Montgomery County residents, which is a very specific kind of voter, but then you're going all the way out into Western Maryland. Has that been a challenge for you?
It's been a challenge, but it's also been fun. I mean, there's nothing I like more than the variety of this district. I adore the people out west. I like Montgomery County. I've lived here for a long time. So I am enjoying the diversity.
Ami Hober, as Brian mentioned, you worked in the Pentagon during the Reagan administration.
Yes.
So clearly you've got some pretty impressive bona fides, as they say, in the national security realm.
Right.
How much is that being a big part of the conversation you're having with voters? Is national security at the top of the list for them?
I think national security is a major issue. I think we are all frightened now of being in crowds. I even look at this wonderful crowd in the Silver Diner, but crowded places are now targets. I have one of my staff members who runs marathons, and he says he worries every time he's at a starting line or a finish line.
Yeah. Let me ask you about Montgomery County.
Yeah.
Because that's the hurdle for you, is it not? I mean, in Western Maryland, you may do very well there.
Yes.
But as past candidates have found, when those last votes come in Montgomery County, it can be devastating. You have a county, basically, where I believe... What's the ratio of Democrats to Republicans?
I think 110-1,
yeah,
really, I believe.
It's
not quite that.
It's off the top of my head.
4-1, something like that. So how do you overcome that? And are you getting a sense that this election cycle is different?
I'm getting a sense that this is different. I am able to point out the deficiencies of our current congressperson far better than has happened in the past, partly because he's got a longer history and we can see his ineffectiveness much better, partly because the last 2 years he has been a major opponent of the governor on things like transportation. As a matter of fact, the governor said on the Dave Norman show in Cumberland not too long ago that Delaney had not shown up at any of the meetings on transportation that he'd been invited to. This sort of thing makes his deficiencies at doing the job very obvious.
You know, I keep hearing from all these Inside the Beltway pundits about these down ticket races. You're a down ticket race.
I'm
Did
a
you know that?
Ticket.
How does
yes.
that make you feel?
Yeah. Fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Fine.
And I keep hearing that in the down ticket races, the Trump factor is a major problem. It's a major deal that all these Congress people and senators who are running are plagued by Donald Trump being at the top of the ticket. Does it even come up when you go out and meet voters?
Sure.
Is it an issue?
Oh,
it
absolutely comes up. And my position on that is that I said more than a year ago I would support the whole Republican ticket no matter how it came out.
Right.
And as a matter of honor, that's my position.
All right.
I want my constituents to know that I keep my promises.
We have seen in the state of Maryland...
They like that here in Rockville.
Listen, we have seen in the state of Maryland that the last election cycle was different and that we have a Republican governor. And I know he has endorsed you.
Yes.
How important is that to your campaign?
Well, it's fabulous in two ways. First off, I think his approval rating has been a great boost to me. But I also think the fact that we have agreed to work together on transportation in particular has been a major factor both here in Montgomery County and throughout the district.
Yeah.
Just this last week, I issued a comprehensive transportation plan for the whole district. It's on my website. And I will look at, with him, all of the transportation problems in all counties of the district.
Isn't it interesting how all of a sudden we're hearing Democrats get really interested in trying to solve the I-270 problem?
Well, yeah,
yes. I mean, I'm telling you, they just opened up an outlet mall in Clarksburg last night.
Yes.
And the traffic there is outrageous.
The problem is their solution is more bike lanes on
I-270. Right. Yes,
right. Ami Hober, we're almost out of time, but okay. I remember we had Representative Delaney on last election cycle, and he's welcome back again as always. But I remember him distinctly saying, you got to keep me in Congress because I've been there, and because I know my way around, I've got experience, and I'm going to be more effective for the people in my district. I'm going to be able to help push legislation through. Well, it's been 2 years more.
And
How's he done?
He has proposed a number of what he refers to as bipartisan bills. I will point out that not a single one has passed. And so I don't think he's effective.
So these 2 more years that the voters in this district bargained for when they reelected him, as a result of those 2 years as the representative, he has not been able to move one piece of legislation through the House of Representatives.
Well, he has proposed 11 bills. None of them have even gotten out of committee.
Huh. So what's he doing with the rest of his time? Shouldn't have an answer for that one. All right, Ami Hober.
Ami Hober, thank you so
much
for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. It's 6:24 on WMAL.